And one of the activities we do in our Rock Solid group, that's our 8s to 11s, is that we have a challenge of the week. And so Rock Solid, hands up, what sort of challenges have we had this? Yeah, Esther, what sort of challenges? We've had a race for a lace, okay? Anyone else want to say anything? Yes, Isabel. We have the box challenge, yeah, where you have a cereal box at different levels and you have to bend down without putting your knees on the floor, your hands behind your back, and you have to pick it up with your teeth. I'm not going to demonstrate it. We also have another challenge. Yes, Jess. Okay, two more challenges. Yeah. So you have a biscuit up here on your face, and you have to try and get it into your mouth without touching it. See all the fun you're missing out. And what else have we? What do we have? Okay, we have lots of challenges, and the hope is each week that one of our Rock Solid children, they want to win. They want to win the challenge. There isn't a prize, it's just the prestige of winning. And we're going to, we're just going to play a quick game. We're going to look at some pictures on the overhead. And I want you to say, when you see this picture, I want you to tell me what you're hoping for when you see this picture. So if we could have the first one, please. So Jim, what are you hoping for? Jim, what are you hoping for? Okay. 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 So Jim's hoping they're going to Ipswich are going to play Norwich. Anyone else got any hopes for Norwich? Yeah, no. Let's. Yes. Stay up. Thank you. Well done, Glenn. Okay. Let's have a look at this next slide. What are you hoping for when you sit summer? Anyone else? Any children? Yes. Jasper, you want to get an ice cream. Any particular ice cream? 99. Strawberry ice cream. Okay. Okay, let's have a look at our next slide. Oh, sorry, Sue, what are you hoping for? Oh. So it's hope deferred. So that's a little bit of hope deferred, isn't it? Making the heart grow weak. What are we hoping for? Yes, Grace, nice weather. In Michael Fish's case, he was hoping it wasn't going to be as windy that night. Okay, let's have the next one, please. What might we be hoping for? Yes, Chloe, Isabel. A letter, a nice letter. Yeah? Anyone else got anything they might be hoping for from the postman? Yes, Jess. Postman's cat, okay, thank you. Nice Valentine's. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. Anyone hands up? Jemima, what might you be hoping for if you had this? Don't know. Okay, who haven't I asked? Chloe, a present, what sort of present? A good one. Yeah, we've got people who've got birthdays coming up soon. I think Simon's one of them. Let's have a look at the next slide. Jesus. Anyone got anything they would like to say, what they hope in Jesus? Thank you, Eddie. Miracles upon miracles upon miracles. And Jesus is the one that we hope in. Now, I'm just going to invite some of my Rock Solid friends to come up. And last week, we talked about hope. And they're just going to tell you when we first talked about hope, what they thought about hope. So, girls, can you come up quickly? Thank you. Sorry, and Damien. Do you want to come first, Damien? So we ask the question, what do you think hope is?
For me, hope is when that you are believing something will happen, but you don't know if it's going to happen. Like your football team is going to win, or you're going to win a swimming race.
Brilliant. And Damien has won lots of swimming races. He's a good swimmer. Hey,
Jeff. Hope is when something bad is happening and there's someone or something that can turn it around and make it better. Hope is believing, and if you believe in God, he will provide hope in your life. Hope is everything good that happens around you.
I think hope is where you believe something will happen and you hope it will happen. Hope is something where you trust God and believe in him. I hope I have a good life and everyone else does too. Hope is something good.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Sue. Yeah, hope. I love that. Hope is something good. And on Palm Sunday, the people were so excited, weren't they? We saw that in the cartoon, the little showing of the story, that they shouted, Hosanna. And I used to think Hosanna was just another word for like, hooray, a big hurrah. But actually, Hosanna means please save or save now. You see, the crowds were not just happy that Jesus was coming into their city, but they saw Jesus as someone who could save them. Now, it may be that for many people in the crowd, they hoped Jesus had come to save them from an army that had invaded their country. Now, hands up, I'm looking over here. Which army had invaded their country? Yes, Jasper. King Herod, yeah, and who was King Herod involved with? Which army was it? Yes, Damien. The Romans, that's right. So they thought, they were hoping that Jesus had come to save them from the Romans, a king to help them fight the Romans. But we know, don't we, that Jesus had a far bigger rescue mission. And this is what we celebrate and remember, especially at Easter time. You know, when we use the word hope, it's just like in our game earlier, we say things like, I hope Norwich City win, or I hope the ice cream van has a double choc magnum, or I hope I win the strawberry lace challenge in the case of Rock Solid. And it's like wishing something we're not sure about will actually happen. But the hope we read about in the Bible means being absolutely 100% certain that something will happen. And in the Bible, in John's Gospel, we read about this amazing hope we have in Jesus. And I'm just going to ask for the next slide to go up, please. It's just a paraphrase from John 1, and it says this. For anyone who says yes to Jesus, for anyone who believes what Jesus said, for anyone who will reach out and take it, then God will give them this wonderful gift to be born into a whole new life, to be who they really are, who God made them to be, their own true selves, God's dear child. Isn't that amazing? The hope that we have in Jesus. And 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, the crowd were excited about welcoming Jesus into their city, but they didn't really understand all that Jesus had come to do, his amazing rescue mission. But we know, don't we, what he came to do, and we can welcome Jesus into our lives and live in the hope that he brings. And Simon's just going to lead us in our next bit now.
Thank you, Anne. So we're just going to spend a little bit of time praying together. We're going to think about what it means to welcome Jesus as the bringer of hope into our lives right now. So recently our children in Lighthouse Kids, they've been looking at how Jesus invites us to bring our fears and our worries and our challenges to him and to ask him for his help and his rescue. And before we do that, we've just got a couple of our Rock Solid youngsters who are going to come and just tell us a little bit about how Jesus has done that in their lives recently. So thank you, Esther and Jess.
About a year ago, I pulled a muscle in my stomach, and I was in pain for like 2 weeks. And over the 2 weeks, Mum and Tim had been praying for me, but it still hadn't healed. And one night, they like prayed really hard and in like tongues and other languages that I didn't really understand. And there was like a burning sensation throughout my body, and then the burning feeling went, and so did the pain. And then also, a few weeks ago, I'd been having stomach aches, and they wouldn't really go away. So on the 9th of March, me and Mum prayed together, and the next day I didn't have any stomach aches, and I haven't since.
Quite recently, I've been struggling to remember things, and it's not like things in the past necessarily, but it's like where I put something or what I need to do through the day. And I remember having this very lifelike dream about at school giving my teacher this letter, and then because I remember dreams quite vividly, I remembered the next day to give the letter to my teacher. And since then, I've had loads of different dreams up to now and keeping going on to help me remember things. And I don't think they're any old dreams. I think they came from God.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Esther. Isn't it great to hear stories of how when we put our trust and our hope in Jesus, when we say to him, oh, but God, it shouldn't be like this. But we know that we can come to him and trust him. So we're going to pray together. Before we do, I just want to read a really short little reading. And it's called, But God. It says, these two little words are the most important in the whole Bible. They show up 3,930 times. I didn't count them. Somebody did. When everything looks like it's over, when there's no hope, but God. God does something. He turns it all around. Those words are like a fire engine rounding the bend. Help is on the way. Adam and Eve left the garden. But God whispered a promise to them. A flood was coming. But God remembered Noah. We were helpless, but God showed his great love for us by sending Jesus. Whatever is happening in your life today, look up. Help is on the way. So what we're going to do is, on your chairs, there's a card. You may have sat on it. You may have moved it underneath your chair. But I'm just going to invite you to take your card, and I'm going to ask for four children just to come and help pass out. Thank you. Yeah, one. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's great. And pass out some pens. Okay. There are, if you go to all the different boards, children, there's four boards around the room. There are pens. Okay. So if you can go and spread yourselves out and pass pens out to people. There's some more pens by that board and that board and that board. So if there are any other children or young people or even adults who are feeling very helpful and would like to just pass out pens to everybody, let's spread around the room. Jess, perhaps you could go over that side, could you? Anyone else could help just by getting the pens in the baskets by the boards. Adults, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jill. That's great. And what I want to invite you to do, you don't have to do this, but sometimes it's just a really helpful exercise to write things down. And this is not to show anyone, but just to write down some of the things that you need to know Jesus' hope in your life. Could be something to do with you, could be a sickness, could be a challenge, could be a worry that you're facing. Maybe a fear that's in your heart. Something where you think, oh, but God, shouldn't be like this. I need to know your hope here. Might be more than one thing. I just want to invite you to write them down on this piece of card. Okay. Just as you're doing that, what we're going to invite you to do now. You don't have to do this, just if you feel comfortable to do this, if you're here with a friend, with a partner, with family, we really believe that it's great to be able to pray for each other. And sometimes it's really helpful to share some of the things that are on our hearts and ask someone else to pray for us with them. You don't have to do that. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, please don't feel you need to do anything that you don't feel very comfortable with. But if you would like to, can I encourage you just to, either in sort of twos or threes, whatever kind of little group you're here with, just to quickly share with one another. It may just be one thing that you would really appreciate someone praying with you about, asking for Jesus to bring hope to your situation. Okay, if you want to move around a bit, prayer doesn't have to be silent and solemn. Okay, it's okay if there's a bit of a buzz and a bit of hubbub. Okay, what we want to do is just really bring God into these situations. Pray encouraging prayers for one another. There's a verse in Romans that says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that as we just pray together, there will be a real overflow of hope in our hearts as we just invite Jesus to come and bring hope into the situation. We're going to invite him to come and bring change, because we believe that God brings change. He rescues, he saves. But also we want to pray just for peace and for joy and for hope in our hearts as we wait for that. So can I encourage you to do that? If you'd rather just sit and pray quietly, that's fine. As I say, if you need to just move around, we're going to spend a couple of minutes doing this. Let's just pray together, pray for one another in real faith for the bringer of hope, Jesus, to come and bring hope to us. And then when you finish doing that, if you would like to, just invite you, with each of these four boards in the four corners, there's a basket at the bottom. Underneath where it says, give all your worries to him because he cares for you. And when you've prayed, if you'd like to, just as a sign that you're giving these things to God and placing them in his hands, just invite you to come and put your cards in the basket. No one's going to be reading them. They're not going to be pinned up. But it's just a symbol of, God, I'm trusting you with this, giving this to you. So let's do that together. So we'll just take a couple of minutes and say, let's get a bit of a hubbub of prayer going together and bring the hope of Jesus into these situations for each other. Just encourage you as you're bringing your prayers to close, you want to bring your cards up. And as you do that, you'll notice on the, you can take them to all four boards in the four corners. You'll notice that there are two pictures on each board of hands. And there's a verse in the Bible, and we've written it up there on the board, that says, God says, I have written your name on the palm of my hands. You know, there are no better hands to be in than the hands of God. With his hands he created the heavens, their hands of power. With his hands he holds us close to his heart, their hands that are caring and gentle. And on his hands our names are written. So we're just going to sing a song just briefly, just to bring this little bit of the morning to an end. And if you'd like to, again, just want to invite you to come and to write your name with one of these pens just on the palm of one of those hands. Just as an offering of thanks to God, to say to him, thank you that my name is written on the palm of your hands, that you never forget me, that you are faithful. So if you'd like to do that, either as you bring your card to the front or just separately, just write your name on the hands, and we're just going to sing this song as we do that. Thank you, Peter.